This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
All right, I just called 12:30 p.m. Columbia University. Joe DiGiacomo, my engineering buddy there in Breezy Point. The rest of you that are texting me, where, what time I'll be there, let's see. It's always nice to send that text. You feel pretty good when you send the text. When you say I'll be there, be there. 12:30, I just texted Anthony D'Esposito. Tonight starts the beautiful holiday of Pesach. Many Jews, this is their favorite holiday. Because don't forget, Yom Kippur is kind of rough, man. You can't eat, you can't fornicate, you can't do nothing. Rosh Hashanah is nice. But these Seder dinners, we all get together. It's celebratory. You hide the apikomen, you sing Dayenu. Passover is, for most Jews, their favorite holiday. The liberation of the Jewish people. And as Dov Hyken said on that video this morning, and he's so right, stop saying never again because it's happening again. So I decided that today is the perfect day to go to Columbia University, the day of Passover, the first Seder, and show some solidarity for the Jewish students because no one else in this city does. They tweet. That's their form of support. The mayor tweets, cowardice. The governor tweets, cowardice. Nobody does anything, so we will. So the one guy that I figured I can count on more than anybody, because he's my buddy. Put him on the air every day. He has been protecting the city for over four decades. Of course, I'm talking about Curtis Sliwa, host of the Rip and Read overnight weekends. Sits with me this time every morning. But most importantly, he's an icon. He's a legend. He's run the Guardian Angels for 45 years. 45 like Donald Trump. So I came in this morning, told him my idea, and I figured he'd be like, let's go. I'm with you. Not only me, but I'll give you four or five guardian angels. Let's go. But it's not going to go that way. Now, I have no idea why, but he's about to tell me why. Why in God's name, Curtis Sliwa, would you not be standing right in between me and Anthony D'Esposito and maybe Michael Rappaport on the campus of Columbia University later on this afternoon?
Absolutely not.
What?
Under no circumstance. Your Passover that starts tonight is your Kristallnacht, 1938. And I'm going to take you back in a time capsule. I had you right at Junius Street and Livonia Avenue. You were with me in the Guardian Angels. I showed you the Murder Incorporated burial ground there.
Was that right in front of the bread factory, right?
Palagonia.
Yeah, see, I remember. It was, and that's all the way back, by the way, in February of 2016. An amazing night on the 3 train with you.
And I told you that's when the Jews were the toughest of the tough. The Italians used to subcontract their hits to Murder Incorporated, Lepke, Gura. And let me tell you a story, because this has happened before. 1938 was Kristallnacht, when Hitler Youth, a.k.a. from the river to the sea, Hitler Youth went on a rampage, killed Jews, burnt their storefronts, stole, looted, sent 30,000 men to concentration camps, right? And some of the German Jews said, no, it's just a few day eruption. Don't worry about it. They really don't want to come after us. Right, Kristallnacht. What was happening right here in Yorkville, 86th Street, right where all the Jews live now? Oh, we're safe and secure. Not back then in 1938. Yorkville was Sauerkraut Boulevard. German Americans, few, not the majority. The majority were patriotic Americans who had served in war after war, 38 million in the United States. But there was a certain segment who pledged allegiance to Hitler. Hey, Mr. Mayor, if you're listening now, they met in Carl Schurz Park, which is right outside of Gracie Mansion. They marched down 86th Street, thousands of them. with swastikas and American flags, brown shirts. They went into the Yorkville Casino and would have their Bund rallies. Kill the Jews. The final solution. And so a Judge Perlman, a Jewish judge who had been a congressman, I'm going to the Lower East Side, to Cannon Street. I'm going to meet with Meyer Lansky. He meets with Meyer Lansky, and that's when judges and mobsters, used to mingle. Meyer, I need you to take care of these Jew haters, the brown shirts up in Yorkville, which was a German-American community. Meyer goes, I know exactly who to do, or who's going to do this. And he went to Brownsville, and he met with Murder Incorporated at Sackman and Newport in Midnight Roses. Guys, I got work for you. What? I want you to go to the Yorkville Casino after their Bund March, when they have the rally talking about the final solution for the Jews. 1938, the same year as Kristallnacht. And only a few dozen of the Jews of Murder Incorporated showed up with bats and sticks. And he said, but don't kill anyone. Perlman, the judge, said, beat them up, but don't kill anybody. Let them feel pain. And just a handful of Murder Incorporated Jews went into a meeting with 3,000 brown shirts and beat the living daylights out of them and drove them up to White Plains. That's right, in Westchester, in Scarsdale, not far away. They used to have their Bund meetings where they wanted the final solution. We've come full circle. So Lucky Luciano, friend of Meyer Lansky, they grew up together in the Lower East Side, goes, hey, you want some of my boys? And Meyer Lansky said to him, this is a Jewish situation. I appreciate it, Lucky. We got to take care of it. We got to show that we got balls.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC. If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
So I'm not doing what I did in Crown Heights in 1991, when for 30 days and 30 nights I stood on the corner of President Street in Kingston to protect the Jews under attack, when there was no Schumer, no other Jewish officials. When Eric Adams was supporting Farrakhan, I stood with the Jews, and they turned their back on me in the election. And they said, we're not going to vote for you. And they didn't. Borough Park, they voted for me. Midwood, Flatbush, Kew Gardens, but not in Crown Heights. And then you remember, Sid, I went on 42nd Street outside of the City of University headquarters. I stood there with your people. The people wanted me to speak against City University for hosting anti-Semites. And they wouldn't give me the microphone. You know why? They said, we don't want to offend Eric Adams. So you think I'm a schmuck? You think I'm a putz? You think I like to be walked on? You think I like to be humiliated as I was on 42nd Street by Jews who wouldn't give me the microphone and said bad things about me? No, now it's time for Jews to man up. Your rabbi tells the kids to leave the campus. What a wuss. You leave and you basically wave the white flag, because in 1938, who was embracing Adolf Hitler? The Mufti of Palestine. The guy who's considered the George Washington of Palestinian people embraced Adolf Hitler. We've come full circle, ladies and gentlemen. And in that crowd at Columbia University are some self-hating Jews who should take a menorah and should impale themselves. It's time for Jews to show balls. I've said this before, you need a JDL. Every Jew at 22, this would not have happened years ago. But all of a sudden, retreat, surrender, man up. And I told you this, Sid, if Jews don't protect themselves, Gentiles won't. Gentiles have always been your enemy. Going back to the Reformation, Protestants and Catholics killed Jews in pogroms on their way to Jerusalem. They did it before World War II. Wake up, Jews. It's time to man up. It's good that you and Rappaport are going and other Jews. All right, D'Esposito and Arthur Idalia, I get it. But in the words of Maya Lansky to his very dear friend, head of organized crime at that time, who could have brought thousands of Italians out there, he said, no. This is a Jewish thing. We're going to take care of business. They got to understand we're one tough Jew. And Sid, you're the leader. I got your back on all other occasions. You know that. But now Jews have to show they ain't taking this, because they're running Jewish kids off that campus. Jews donate to the endowment. $16 billion to Columbia University. Most of that is Jewish money. You should be ashamed of yourself, Jews. You send your kids to Columbia University to pay $100,000 a year. And now you let them run them off to camp. I'm coming home to mommy and daddy.
You know, I was almost angry with you when you initially told me you weren't going to be there or provide me with any guardian angel assistance. But after that impassioned and historically enlightening, really great reason why, I'm not mad. I actually like what you're saying. I will take that mantle as a Jew and try to impress on my people that we do need to do this. You have certainly done more than your fair share for the Jewish people over 40 years. You have been disrespected.
Disrespected. You have been dismissed.
I mean, the one time with me, you weren't, when you and I, once again, you did a very good job outside of Cooper Union not long after the NYU students
were scared to death. Where were the other Jews on that rainy day? There was 24 of us.
I know.
Your wife, your beautiful wife, Danielle, you, me, and a handful of Jews.
Right.
They had barricaded those Jewish kids in the library at Cooper Union.
It's true.
Mob came over. Where the hell were the other Jews?
And that was only 2 days after they assembled 5,000 of these scumbag haters in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. So everything you just said is true. And I know you're angry. This is not shtick, by the way, folks. You are angry. And you're right. So all the power to you. I still love you. And we'll try to do this on our own today. Now, I want to move to the mayor again. You mentioned the mayor. So he keeps, I guess, taking credit, patting himself on the back for the dignified way that New York has treated these migrants.
Okay.
Now, I saw a story this weekend where a bunch of kids tried to play soccer in their own neighborhood, their own community, but they couldn't because these illegals were on the soccer field and refused to leave, and they didn't leave. Now I'm seeing stores like Home Depot are having huge issues, huge, with illegals in the parking lot. We've already seen many stories of violence in and around the illegals, disrespecting police around the illegals. So if the illegals have complained since day one about their hotels and food don't treat us with respect, why is the mayor bending over backwards to do it for them when, in fact, he's going to lose the election because of that, because we're all sick and tired of it?
He's down to 16% in the polls. No mayor has ever been at 16%.
16?
16%. 65% of those who responded to the poll said they would vote for anybody other than Eric Adams. You would think he would wake up, he'd get some political smelling salts and realize, wait a second, even black people in this poll have ousted me, have said, I'm not their homeboy anymore.
That's why, you know, I got invited to go Saturday night to this Inner Circle dinner. Actually got a really sweet text from Anthony Carone. Hey, I'm hanging out with Andrew Giuliani, Curtis Sliwa.
Damn right, and I was giving him grief.
Yeah, no, but he said you were having a good time. I said, are you nuts? I'm going to go there and yuck it up with the mayor? What is there to laugh about?
First off, Sid, the mayor didn't show up until 15 minutes before the end. He can't.
Doesn't matter. It's
he
his
can't
night.
Take a roasting. He can't. He's got such thin skin.
I know that.
And let me tell you, you know what they were calling me as I was walking through? They called me a racist.
Who called you that?
Oh, a number of Dinkin supporters. Wait a second.
There were Dinkins supporters there?
Dinkins.
Why would you go to this?
Wait a second. Dinkins slash Adams.
Why would you
go,
go there
every year?
Stop going.
First time they did this. You understand?
Oh, come on. I could have predicted all of this. That's why I didn't go. Chad's like, do you want to go? I go, there's
okay.
No chance.
It's okay.
I don't hang out with Democrats.
It's okay because they're feeling the heat. The mayor was at a town hall meeting in Harlem, Central Harlem. He's been to Harlem, the Polo Grounds, Brownsville, trying to shore up black support. Blacks are pissed at him for allowing these illegal aliens to come in and take over the city. They took over that soccer pitch in East Harlem.
I know.
They kicked the kids off who came in uniforms. These were African migrants who were over in the tent on Randall's Island who walk over that little footbridge. And then in this town hall meeting,
by the way, the police couldn't even kick them back off the field.
They could, but they chose not to. Also, we can't do anything. We can't kick out squatters. We're impotent. Listen to this righteous black man tear Eric Adams a new tuchus last week in Central Harlem.
We do not want to hear excuses. These asylum seekers, the refugees, and the migrants, they did not vote for you. They did not pay taxes. And yes, majority of them are criminals. And if you're saying that you have to deport them, but also at the same time say, well, this is a sanctuary state, this is a sanctuary city, essentially you're telling us you are useless to us. We have on 130th Street, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., who was an American freeman, who advocated for the American freeman, and you're telling us you can't do anything for Harlem. What does this say? Harlem homes for Harlem residents. Asylum seekers are not Harlem residents. They are not citizens. In the Constitution solely and is primarily for United States citizens, especially the American freeman citizens. So when this man said that we're talking about Harlem, Harlem did not have the asylum-seeking renaissance. It was the Harlem renaissance that was started with the American freedmen in the city of Harlem. So you must give priority to the American citizens. You must give priority to the American freedmen citizens. And when you stand up here and tell us you can't do anything, guess what? It's election time.
Okay.
It's election time. So we will let you know you can be removed. Just like how you got voted in.
Time.
I love them. I mean, I wish he wouldn't have said asylum seekers called them illegals, but that guy's a hero. And look, again, right there he said it. I've heard this since day one. The illegals, turn the buses around. Ship them elsewhere like Abbott and DeSantis do. I can't do anything about it. Hey, what about these animals outside Columbia University? Private institution. I can't do anything about it. Why elect a person? Hey, change the bail reform laws. Well, that's on Heastie and Stewart Cousins.
I can't do anything about it. What the hell can he do?
What could he do?
I can't
do something! You son of a bitch, do something!
No balls. Come on, Sid. He can't look at himself in the mirror in that $5,000 customized suit and say, I'm a man's man. Because all he ever says is, I can't do anything about ICE. Yeah, terrorists are living here, but they can't do anything. So guess what? If you can't do anything, step aside. Because Curtis Sliwa is the mayor in exile like a Pope Napoleon was on the island of Elba. If you can't be a man, if you can't stand up to the terrorists, the Jew haters, the American haters, if you're going to defend the illegals against American people, black people who elected you mayor, it's time. We don't need a gelding. We don't need a capon. We need a man's man to do the job, and you ain't right for the job. So step aside for the mayor in exile, Curtis Sliwa, who's proven I stand for right. 45 years in this city, I've shed my blood and been shot, stabbed, beaten. I ain't no punk or wussy. We stand for America, and if you don't stand for America, you have no business in City Hall. Nothing stays the same.